This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka. Democrats in the U.S. House of Representatives are pushing ahead on Sunday to try to remove President Donald Trump from office. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi told lawmakers they will first vote on a resolution to call on Vice President Mike Pence to invoke the 25th Amendment of the Constitution to remove President Trump. If that doesn't work, the House will proceed with bringing impeachment legislation to the floor. Lawmakers on both sides say he should be held accountable after mayhem at the U.S. Capitol last week. That's when a mob of Trump supporters stormed the center of the American government, pushing past police, breaking windows and doors, ransacking the building, and more. This was after listening to the president speak at a rally Wednesday morning, where he urged protesters to head to the Capitol and made excuses for the attack via his Twitter feed. As more Democrats call for a second impeachment of the president, more Republicans are saying they don't want to see him serve out the final 10 days of his term either. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports. We have more international headlines for you on voanews.com. Go there for the very latest. This is VOA News. Kazakhstan's ruling party was set to sweep Sunday's parliamentary election. No major opposition groups ran in the vote, and small street protests were rapidly quelled by police. The country's 80-year-old ex-president Nursultan Nazarbayev, who stepped down in 2019, remains hugely influential as chairman of the National Security Council and leader of the Nur Otan party. Nur Otan won almost 72% of Sunday's vote, according to exit polls by local pollster Public Opinion Research Institute. Reuters reports the U.S. plans to designate Yemen's Houthi movement as a foreign terrorist organization. That's according to three Reuters sources familiar with the matter. The move is expected to worry diplomats and aid groups who believe it could threaten peace talks and complicate efforts to combat the world's largest humanitarian crisis. The decision to blacklist the Iran-aligned group could be announced as soon as Monday, according to two of the sources. The State Department did not immediately respond to a request for comment. Authorities confirm they have located the crash site and black boxes of a Boeing 737-500 aircraft that went down after takeoff from Indonesia. The discovery comes a day after the plane crashed into the Java Sea, carrying 62 people on board. AP correspondent Karen Chamas has more. Ethiopia's military said on Sunday it had killed 15 members of the Tigray region's former ruling party and captured eight others. That's according to state-run television. Citing a brigadier general from Ethiopia's National Defense Force, the state-run Ethiopian Broadcasting Corporation said that those captured included the region's former president, Abe Weldu. State-run television also said those killed included the region's former deputy police commissioner. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.